Hey guys, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. Today I want to talk about dirty talk. I want to talk about dirty talk and why we're so self-conscious about it. But first, I wanted to tell you, I just got done reading an article and I'm still cracking up about it. This guy was talking about man caves and how we need to get rid of the name man cave because women aren't welcome and they feel unsafe or excluded. I think the title was Five Ways to Feminize Your Man Cave. I'm down here in my man cave, right? I got some tools and a TV, and hey, girls are allowed if they want to come here, but you know, my girlfriend, she likes to work down here occasionally, but it's my man cave, and she loves the fact I have a man cave. And you should too. Don't get caught up in trying to feminize your man cave. That gets to the point in my message today about dirty talk and self-consciousness. We're always trying to worry about what other people think about what we say and what we think and what we feel. We're always worried about how we're going to offend or insult somebody like our wife if we say something that's a little off color, a little dirty. Oh, maybe it's a little misogynistic or woman-hating. I want to talk to you about that self-conscious feeling we have when we want to say something that's on the edgy side, man, or just a little bit past, boy, your lipstick looks nice today. My problem in marriage was that I was always the nice guy. I was always the nice guy who wouldn't go past any point but that blouse fits nice, maybe, or gee, your hair looks good, or if I got real edgy, I might say your boobs look good in that blouse, which would really set her off. And I would be ashamed. I would feel shame for saying something to make her feel awkward or creepy or like I was a pervert. The thing that you gotta know if you're still married is that you have to break out of that shell. I'm a happily divorced guy. I get to say whatever the hell I want to say, whenever I want to say it, and I don't care what anybody thinks about it. And guess what? Women love it. My ex-wife would have loved it if I would have had the balls to have been myself and just say what I wanted to say. Dirty talk ranges from just a nice compliment to something romantic to something very sensual. Dirty talk can be sexual, it could be kind of naughty, then it could get really dirty, and then it could be downright filthy, right? There's a whole range of dirty talk. But if you're not good at the very beginning and the low end, I call it, which is the romantic talk and the sensual talk, you're never going to make it to the high end. You're never going to make it to the point to where I know you as a sexual man, and I am too, that you're never going to get to the point where you're going to be able to say the things you really want to say when you're making love or being intimate with your wife or girlfriend. Romantic talk is very simple. It's, gee, your hair is beautiful today. It smells intoxicating. Or, I love the way you dance in the kitchen. It puts butterflies in my stomach. You make me feel like a man when you touch my chest. Your lips are so sweet. I love when you kiss me. You know, you can go, that's just really lightweight stuff. But to tell you the truth, I couldn't say that stuff in marriage. I was just a little too edgy. You know, I would get silly. I would get like a 15-year-old boy when it came to complimenting how well her jeans fit her butt because, oh, that's getting too sexual. It's getting too creepy. And if you're with a woman who's got some issues with sensual talk and dirty talk, you know you're going to have some issues. The thing you have to embrace, the thing you have to embrace is the I don't give a shit attitude from a place of love. But you have to love yourself. You have to love who you are and what you feel and the emotion of sensuality and sexuality that runs through your veins. Don't deny it. The reason I'm making this video is because I find way too many guys who are living in long-term relationships and marriages hiding behind their sexuality, hiding behind the fact that you've got hot blood running through your veins, you're visually stimulated all the time, and you're very attracted to the woman you live with and sleep with and shower with, but you hold your tongue. You never say the kind of things from a place of respect for her, a place of love, but a deep sensual attraction and sexual stimulation that you feel with her. You're robbing yourself of your own life, and you're robbing her of the delight of hearing a man acknowledge her sexuality. The bottom line is that our women are much more sexual than we ever want to give them credit for, and they'll even deny it as well. So this video is about getting out of your self-conscious zone, recognizing that you have to start small, but get past the nice guy zone. Get a little bit edgier with how she moves and how she smells, how she sounds, how she makes you feel. Compliment the way her body is shaped and the way it turns you on. This is low-end stuff, but if I know you probably haven't gone there yet. You have to get into that and be unapologetic. I talk about unapologetic masculinity, and that is saying what you want to say, acknowledging the feelings you feel, And if you believe you have a right to live a life of sensuality and romantic, intimate, passionate connection with your woman, then do it. I know you're afraid of her reaction. My next video, I'll talk about how to handle and how to respond to the crazy reactions we get from women when they start looking at us like we're perverts. That's all for today, though. Just up your game a little bit. Send me an email. Talk to me about a specific case or a specific fear that you want to address. Call me and we'll talk about it. This is part of the discovery calls I love to have with you guys. That's all for today. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.